Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program. It's our purpose to speak on the things in God's Word, and if any time you have a question or a comment, or maybe a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to study on the program, feel free to contact us. You can do so at the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. Any voice that is not in agreement with God's Word is a conflicting voice. By the word conflict, we mean to be contradictory. It means to be in opposition. Sometimes we use the word clash. So all religious confusion and division is due to conflicting voices. Those voices that speak in contradiction to the God's Word. Those voices that are in opposition to God's Word. So we see then that in the Scriptures, conflicting voices are not desirable. Paul made the statement in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 10, "But now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, and that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." So we see then that what we need to do, rather, is to speak the same thing. We see, however, examples of conflicting voices very early on. For instance, in Genesis. We read that in Genesis chapter 3, and if you do have your Bibles, I always urge you to use them as we are in the course of our study. But in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, have God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, You shall not surely die." What we see here is a conflicting voice. Conflicting in the standpoint of what God said, as opposed to what Satan said. God said that you shall not eat of the tree, lest you die. Satan says, you shall not surely die. All it took to make those statements contradictory was the addition of one three-letter word, N-O-T. That changed truth into a lie. So it doesn't take much for it to become a contradictory in doctrine. It doesn't make much for it to become a statement that is in opposition to what God's Word says. We have another example of this in 1 Kings chapter 13. There was a young prophet that God commissioned to go to Jeroboam to prophesy against Jeroboam concerning all of the evil and the wickedness that Jeroboam was bringing upon the nation of Israel. God told this young prophet not only what to speak to Jeroboam, but he also gave him instructions as to not to eat, not to drink, and to return the same way that he had come. So we find that he goes to Jeroboam, states the rebuke that God has given him to take, and then he's on his way return home. And he meets an old prophet, and the old prophet says that God has spoken unto him, and that he is to come home with him to eat and to drink. And yet even though the young prophet stated it exactly again the way that God gave it to him, yet the old prophet insisted the young prophet gave in. So we see conflicting voices to what God said, to what the old prophet said. God said, don't do this. The old prophet said, do this. So it doesn't take, again, much to make a conflicting, contradictory statement of opposition to what God has said. Then we have the example of Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 15. He wants to go to war against the Amalekites, and he goes before God and asks him whether or not he should, and God gives him permission, but with the condition that victory would be given to him only if he utterly destroyed everything of the Amalekites. Well, Saul goes to battle. He wins the war, and yet he keeps Agag, the best of the cattle, the best of the crops, flocks, and all of these things. And when Samuel, the prophet, approaches him concerning, "Have you done the will of the Lord?" Saul says, "I've done the will of the Lord." But then Samuel says, "What is this, the bleating of the sheep and the lowing of the oxen that I hear?" And then Saul says, "Well, the people made me do it. Well, I have brought these to offer and sacrifice unto the Lord." But then Samuel makes that statement, "To obey is better than sacrifice." So again, examples of conflicting voices. And this is no doubt a voice that went off into Saul's own head that made him go contrary to what God told him to do. But see, the facts in each of these three cases is that all three of these, Adam and Eve, the young prophet, and Saul, they were all children of God. The first message that each of these received from God, it was plain, it was clear, there was no misunderstanding concerning what God said. But the last voice conflicted with that crystal clear message that had been given by God. And so we see that in each of these cases, God's children responded to the conflicting voice instead of obeying God's clear instruction. Why do people today yield to conflicting voices? Well, I believe one of the reasons is it is to satisfy their own will. In Jeremiah chapter 5, notice what we read here, starting with verse 30. "A wonderful and a horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof?" What's true of Jeremiah's day is true of our day. But also notice a situation that we read about concerning in Isaiah's day. In Isaiah chapter 30, let's begin our reading at verse 9. "And this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seer, 'See not,' and to the prophets, 'Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel is ceased from before us.'" And then remember, the Apostle Paul makes a statement in the New Testament over in 1 Timothy chapter 4, when he said, beginning in verse 1, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." See, almost in all cases that we turn away from God, it's an effort to justify ourselves in sin. Maybe it's because we yield to conflicting voices because we're prejudiced. Maybe we simply let our emotions overrule our reasoning. And another reason that people yield to conflicting voices is simply to gratify the desire of the flesh. But we see examples of conflicting voices around us everywhere as we live from day to day. we hear somebody say, well, attend the church of your choice. But that's not what God says. In Ephesians chapter 1, it's in verse 22 that we read that God has put all things under Christ's feet and gave Christ to be head over all things to the church. So Christ is head over all things to the church. But the next verse says, the church, which is his body. So the scriptures and God speaks of the church and the body as one and the same. And that God has subdued all things, has put all things under the feet of Christ and gave Christ to be head over all things to the church. Christ is the head of the church. Christ is the head of the body. But then when we read in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4, there is one body. Well, if the body is the church, then how can we have a choice? If Christ only built one church, and that's what he promised to do in Matthew 16:18, upon the confession that Peter made that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God, in Matthew 16:16, Jesus said in verse 18, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. You know, a head can only be the head of one body, and Christ is the head of the church, which is the body. So Christ is only the head of his church, the one that we read about in the New Testament. So how is it that we have a choice today when Christ can only be the head of one church, his church, the one that he promised to build, and the one, according to Acts 20 and verse 28, that he purchased with his own blood? So that's a conflicting voice that we hear today. Another is that, you know, all roads lead to heaven, so it doesn't matter what you believe. Well, in 2 Thessalonians, notice what we read here in chapter 2, beginning with verse 10. He says, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. And then when we go to Ephesians 4 and verse 5, it says there is one Lord, one faith. And we know from Romans 10 and verse 17 how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So are we accusing God of all of these different religious beliefs that comes from his word, or is it to the fact that we are willing to listen to conflicting voices that contradict, that oppose clearly the things that God has clearly said in his word? So there's only one faith. How can it has to matter what we believe. We can't go to heaven believing different things, practicing different things, when those things have no scriptural basis on which to build. The other one that we hear sometimes is that baptism is not essential to salvation. And yet what do we read in the scriptures? Well, the scriptures say in 1 Peter 3:21 that baptism doth also now save us. Now, we're not saying that baptism is the only thing that saves us. We're just saying that baptism has a part in the salvation of our souls. But there are people that are running around out here saying that baptism has nothing to do with the saving of your soul. Friends, that's a conflicting voice. Then there are those who want to say that, well, you know, sprinkling a point is an acceptable substitute for baptism. But the only type of baptism we read about of in the scriptures is like in Romans 6 and verse 4 and Colossians 2 and verse 12. And it says to be buried with him in baptism. So, friends, conflicting voices can cause us to be lost. And those that speak with conflicting voices are wrong. Conflicting voices may even come from someone that we trust. So let's be sure we know what the scriptures teach. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you doing so, and it's until tomorrow that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now return to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbertville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.